Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. The markets are shaking and currencies are shifting, and yet God's whispering to his people and giving them secrets. He's saying, I'm going to give you the eyes to see where no one others see opportunity. They only see risk. And today's prophetic word is about divine opportunity and how God is leading his people, just like you, to build, invest, and even multiply in these times of uncertainty. What if God's giving you another stream of income or a green light to start the business or the idea that you have inside of you? And what if that video you just watched really is speaking to you about investing into something? How do we know when it's God, and how do we know to filter out the fluff? Well, stick around, and we have a lot to talk about. Before we get there, welcome to Exploring the Prophetic. I'm Sean Bowles, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. If this show has encouraged you at all, I'd love for you to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you know about our show, we do it every week, and we explore how God's speaking in our world through culture, through business, through relationships, and even the economy. And before we dive in, those of you who have been thinking about starting a podcast, or you have a podcast already, but you need some direction and help, I'm hosting a seminar next month in November called Find Your Voice Podcast Intensive. And next month with a podcast expert, Jenny Lee, you're going to find out all about how to do podcasts. And if you don't know about podcasting, but you know you have a voice for it, this is your seminar. If you already are podcasting and you want expertise on it, Jenny Lee and I both are in the top 1,000 Christian podcasts in the world. Several of our podcasts are in the top 100. So we're going to help you to find your niche, to find your audience. Also, you may not have heard about our other podcast, Exploring the Marketplace, where my co-host Bob Hassan and I interview everyday career people and entrepreneurs about their God journey stories in their life. And this show is going to give you so much faith, so much courage. And you can also join me on the social commentary show, The Sean Bowles Show, each week, where we talk about cultural, politics, entertainment, whatever God's doing in the middle of it all, we're talking about it. So come join us there as well. But let's get right into the show. I want to share what I believe is a prophetic word starting in November. And there's really obviously no real starting points. This is happening all the time. But I feel like there's going to be an increase or an amplification for many believers to have eyes to see divine financial opportunities and something for whatever reason. There's times and seasons in the body of Christ, and something's going to be starting towards the end of this year. And we're entering a season where God's giving his people a lens supernaturally to recognize opportunities, specifically financially, but also relationally, strategically, opportunities that bring about new streams of income, new streams of opportunity and wealth. And maybe others can't see these, but for many of you, this will be over a 24-month period where God's going to begin to reveal investment ideas and open new streams of income, give confirmation about directions you've only sensed in your spirit, but you know it's maybe the go time now. And just as importantly, he's going to expose false opportunities, the get-rich-quick schemes, the hype-driven trends. These things are, you know, good ideas, but they're not God's ideas sometimes. And he's giving you eyes to see what's real and what's counterfeit. And this is huge because we live in a day and age where there's a lot of counterfeit opportunities. There's a lot of hopeful type messages out there that don't actually have substance. But history shows us that sudden wealth transfers and breakthrough ideas often come when the world feels so uncertain. And think about the many stock market days of crash or the tech booms, and also the tech de-booms, the times the tech didn't do what it was supposed to. Most of the pioneers didn't have formal backgrounds of these areas that made a lot of money. They were just people who had adventure. They were people who had insight. They were people who had maybe a perspective that said, we can do something here. There's an opportunity here. They had vision. And they saw something that no one else could see. And in scripture, we see the same pattern. We see Joseph had no financial background that we know of, but God gave him a prophetic blueprint for managing Egypt's whole economy. That's so crazy to me. He turned famine into national stability, and he became a channel of provision for the entire world, not just for Egypt, but for everybody. God's releasing that same anointing today. Ordinary people who carry extraordinary wisdom, and some of you have felt that wisdom come on you, or you felt a sense that there's an opportunity coming, or that you already have an idea inside of you and you feel like it's going to be deployed, or there's a business inside of you, or something's happening in your career. There's a promotion coming. There's something that you're seeing that maybe not other people see. You don't need to be a Wall Street investor or a crypto analyst. You don't need to be somebody who's extremely qualified. You just need to see what heaven's highlighting right now. And it takes God's eyes to see it. But man, we are Christians. We have God's eyes. And I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures about this that have been stirring my heart for months for this word. Isaiah 45 verse 3 says, I will give you the treasures of the darkness and hidden riches of secret places. And that's like one of my favorite scriptures right now. I'll give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. God's going to literally take the scales off of eyes. Some of you have been in such a wilderness that you don't remember what it was like to have that favor, to have that thriving, to have that success where God gives you unusual opportunity. Maybe you've never had that yet as a Christian, and this is your time to enter into that. Also, you know, God hides opportunities, not to withhold them, but to reveal them to those who walk closely with him. And there's a lot of opportunities right now that people are going to say, how did you know to do that? How did you choose that? How were you in the right place at the right time? How did you have that idea? And you're going to have one answer. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, he did this through me and for me. There's Proverbs 21, verse 5. It says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. And I feel some of you have been planning something maybe for years. Maybe it's a book project. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's something about a people group that you're called to reach. And there's an idea inside of you how to do it. Maybe it's a social media channel. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. Some of you, it's not about maybe financial wealth, but it's an abundance of impact, of authority, of leadership that God's about to bring to you. But there's diligence, but there's also divine direction. And when they meet, multiplication happens. And some of you are going to have that meeting place starting in November or starting in this next 2 years. And you didn't anticipate that. Some of you are getting even through this message like a spirit of anticipation, like, God, I have been waiting. I've been in a holding pattern. I've been in a pivot. I've been in a transition. I've been in the surrender. But there is something coming where you're showing me something that not everyone's seeing. Or maybe you have an anticipation that you will see something that not everyone's seeing yet that's going to set you apart, or is going to make you someone who the world needs, or a market is solved, or bring a solution to a marketplace that they've been waiting for. You know, Matthew 25, 14 through 29, it's a parable of talents. And I think that this is so powerful because it reminds us that stewardship always invites expansion. And some of you have been stewarding so much, but God is going to expand it now. And when you move with God, you know, with what he's already given, he adds so much more every time. It's just so true. He adds value. And some of you may not have had a big multiplication season for a long time. Maybe you've been just faithful and there has been incremental growth, or it's been plateauing growth, you know, like where it feels like you've hit a ceiling or a wall. And sometimes God allows those things, and sometimes they're natural, but sometimes God allows those things because he wants us to see how our next season is going to be in step by partnering to him with a renewed faith. And so I think it's a really important time to be in the Word, to be listening to God, be journaling, to be, you know, having those set apart times to say, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? Whatever industry you're called to, whatever career choice you have, whatever stream of income you're looking at trying to build, have you asked God about it? And have you done listening prayer over it? And that's a really important piece. I love James 1:5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously. And I am so encouraged by James, because there's a couple times in my life, especially Sheree and I, my wife, we've asked God like literally for wisdom. And it didn't always come like direct speech where God's like, my son, go this way. Sometimes it came through a message at church, or it came through a relationship talk with a friend, or it came through just an opportunity itself presenting itself. But when we ask for wisdom, God is so good to give us wisdom. I think sometimes we think, man, I've been asking God for something and he's just not coming through. And we have to realize that God's doing something for the long term in our life. And he's preparing us to walk out something that's not just a normal opportunity, but has him before it, behind it, around it, that has legacy in it, that's going to change and shift and bring transformation to the world around us. We're not asking for comment. And I remember one time, a friend of mine, she was like going, man, why is my process so different? And she was comparing herself to like a lot of people who she'd grown up with, who had similar careers. And she said, God's like led me differently than them. And he's like, they're on that corporate climb of just, it's like the normal 3-year, 5-year increments of growth. And they're seeing a level of success. And I'm just like, I'm on the struggle bus in some areas. And I'm like God's having me believe for like to start my own entrepreneurship, not just work for a corporation. He's having me go through these processes of training that I just don't understand. And I said to her, I was like, you're looking for a God result that's very different, but you want the same opportunity and process as them. And you can't get that God result with a very normal goal. That very normal goal that you have is going to take a very normal process. But if you want a very high goal, like if you want to, you know, like go for something that only God could bring, your process is going to be so different. And she's like, you're right. I know it's true, but it's so hard. It's so hard when you're not like everybody else. And I'm going to challenge those of you who are watching, like some of you are not like everyone else and you wish you could be, but there's also a party that's not settled for that and said, wait, I want what you want, God. I want to do this your way. And so your process is different. That doesn't mean you're going to have worse outcomes, but you might suffer more in the process because you're not doing what's normal in human patterns. So there's not the same normal graces, but there's God graces in it, which means you're going to have exponentially different authority, different empowerment, maybe different finances, maybe different resources to do what you're called to do. And this season is a season to ask for God for divine strategy and also lay down your agenda of what it's supposed to look like. And I love Habakkuk 2, verse 2 through 3. It says, write the vision, make it plain. Though it lingers, wait for it. It will surely come. And some of you need to rewrite what you're thinking of, what you're believing for right now, what you're in the middle of right now. When you're saying, God, you've led me this way. You've led me to believe this. Maybe it's over a certain industry, or it's, you know, it could be a project, or a media, entertainment, book, creative project, whatever. It could be over a certain currency, like some of you are involved with maybe cryptocurrency, or maybe there's certain investments that you're involved with, some sort of investment strategies. I know some of you have written into us about investments that you're involved with, that you're praying into, that could be huge, like 10xers, 100xers, and you're believing for something. But write down, you know, write down the visions, the dreams, the ideas, the things that feel stalled, and ask the Lord, you know, it's time to revisit what God's shown you. It's really time to revisit. Sometimes when you revisit it with fresh eyes, you see what's ripe in it. And I want to talk about what this could look like. You know, some of you are going to start seeing markets open and new industries and technologies and even land opportunities when it comes to commercial properties, residential properties, when it comes to what you've been believing for over real estate. Others are going to be given ideas that connect your spiritual calling with practical business. You thought you were going to start a ministry and you're actually starting a business. Some of you thought you were starting a business and you're actually starting a nonprofit. You know, God's going to be doing something that's unique. And some of you are called to start being a voice, starting the podcast, the content creation, the digital platforms, the sustainable products that bless community through your voice. You know, and some of you are going to start retail products or retail projects, you know, and I think the simple word is that you're going to find favor in your work. Maybe it's in your career. Maybe you're not the one who started the project, but you're working for somebody. You're going to find favor and divine positioning. And I think of a friend of mine who, you know, he was during a great crash out in the entertainment industry when we were living in LA. You know, it was the Screenwriters Guild was doing a strike, and this is not the last one that happened, but the one before that, 2007 and 8. And he stayed in the company. He was a pretty low-level position in the company, not even an executive level. And he stayed in the company, and everyone was jumping ship of this company he was working for, just some normal entertainment company that had some pretty good projects in it. And people were getting other opportunities. So if they jumped out of this company, they were getting opportunities that could pay them more. And then some were just leaving the industry because it was just too expensive and hard to live in LA. And he felt like God told him, be faithful to this company and just stay the course. And there was a couple of days he was even furloughed, his pay, promised to be paid on the back end of some projects. And he stayed in. And one day his boss called him, and he'd never talked to the senior, you know, CEO. And he called him and said, how come you're still with us in the company? He said, I just felt like to be loyal and faithful. This company's going to turn around. And the CEO said, I needed to hear that. And thank you so much. That means the world to me. Well, almost everybody was gone except for less than 15 people out of this company by the time the end of that recession period happened with the writer's strike and everything else that was happening in 2007 and 8. And at one point, they got an infusion of finances, and the CEO called my friend personally and said, I would like for you to direct our next project. He said, I don't have director's experience. I don't understand. He goes, I'm going to promote you. You've been with me this whole time. You've been loyal. You've been faithful. I know you don't feel like you deserve this or that you know how to do this. I will put people around you to train you, but I want you to be in this project. And he worked for that company for another 5 years and was trained to do what he's doing now, which now he works for a faith-based company. But he was faithful, and because of that, he was seen differently because of that faithfulness. And some of you have walked through something where you've been faithful, or you haven't been the one who's jumped the ship, or you've said yes to God. Maybe it wasn't within a company, but you've been faithful in believing for the project or what you're building. And that divine positioning that brings promotion or influence at just the right time is coming to many of you. And if that's your word, hashtag my turn. That's kind of our hashtag for our channel. If you don't know the hashtag and how we can pray for you, if you're listening on YouTube or Facebook, we want to pray for you. Our team wants to pray for you, but I have more to say. So God's giving people access to uncommon wisdom in a lot of areas. And some of them that I saw specifically when I was praying to this word was technology and even AI, you know, and some of the robotics in these areas, but renewable energy was another one that was a big one. And then I saw real estate and land use, and I saw health and wellness and innovation in those areas of health and wellness, and media and storytelling and local community economics. I saw local politicians and local political projects and community projects that were going to be raised up. And there's so many more, but those are some of the ones I wanted to speak. And some of you are going to identify and say, oh, that's me. That's my project. But God's also warning us to not follow hype. not every viral investment is anointed. And we know that. And some of you have been through some of those schemes that have come across your grid. But some of you, because a minister said something about cryptocurrency or said something about a certain MLM or whatever it is, it's like it got highlighted wrongly to you that this is your opportunity, or maybe it's a currency trade or something. You know, I remember back when the Iraqi dinar was a thing, when people thought, if I just buy a bunch of Iraqi dinar, it's going to make me a trillionaire. You know, people literally were told they were going to be trillionaires based on that. And there's things that go all the way back to, there's organizations that were, you know, Ponzi schemes that were, put your wealth in here and we'll manage it for you. But there was no business model. And there was just a big, you know, there's been these things over and over and over again. So we want to go with our peace and also with our brain on, not our brain off. And we want to use our compass, which is our discernment. And if you have to talk yourself into something, it's not God. You know, when God's comes through an opportunity, when it's a sovereign opportunity, there's an unusual peace that passes your understanding that leads you. And you know that the opportunity looks unconventional sometimes, but it feels like it's God. And the Bible's full of stories like that. And also Christianity's full, even modern Christianity is full of stories where people were led in unconventional industries and places and even mission fields, but they were led with the peace of God and with endorsement that there was favor and fruit all along the journey. And a lot of these things that are false investments, they ask you to believe in a lot, and then they string you along like carrots with secrets and things that will happen eventually, but there's never any fruit from them. So if you've been in one of those things, if you've maybe been trapped in it, or you've been believing to, you know, answer the call for the Red Lion call at a certain time because they're going to give you another wisdom or insight, make sure that you discern and go, wait a minute, is this a spiritual Ponzi scheme? It's trying to take my time, my resources, my energy, and false belief to believe in something to get, make someone else wealthy. And it's not even real, because there's a lot of traps out there that the enemy's setting in the midst of believers to take away your focus from what God really has for you and to rob you of any resources you have that would invest into what God really does have. So, you know, we've seen all kinds of moments like that. And many believers got swept up because it felt prophetic or it felt like a promise from God, but not all promises of quick gain are the God's word. As a matter of fact, most get rich fast schemes are not from God. And when God prospers his people, it's for a purpose, not just for profit. And that's why we have to walk out discernment, because he wants to fund destiny, not distraction. And God is really working on this in the body of Christ right now, and has been purging people and giving people a level of discernment. And there's been a lot of failures and maybe a false start that you've had. Maybe you did one of these schemes, or you did something in the past and you're like, man, I know what he's talking about, because I got sucked up into something. And maybe that trained your discernment. So as you go forward, you're not going to be distracted by these lesser things, or these things that are like, they don't require anything except for your attention and your finances. When you actually, God wants to require your heart to be involved with people and communities and industries to actually be a part of the transformational change agents there. And I want to be practical. We got to ask God, what are you showing me that others aren't seeing yet? If he's taking scales off eyes, or if he's putting a lens on eyes, what is it going to show us that other people aren't seeing yet? I think that there's certain people in certain industries that are seeing things that no one else is seeing. And I think that God wants to match that with Christians in those industries that also see opportunities in AI or in virtual tech or in, you know, all the things we talked about, like an environment or in, you know, in business solutions. Or I even think there's a whole new level of coaching opportunities that are going to be out there for especially business-minded Christians who are coming to the second phase of their career, where they're going to help be solutions for how to build the culture of companies, or how to build in something into companies and organizations that is profound. And there's a whole resource level of equipping that God's going to have out there, because the world needs this equipping and Christians need this equipping. And so you got to ask God, is this an opportunity for stewardship right now? Because if not, it's a distraction. So you want to really look for those opportunities of stewardship where God's putting a lens on you to see something, and you want to test and try with your discernment and others' discernment if that's God for you. And then you got to ask God, what do you want me to partner with in this? Like, what's my portion to partner with you in this? And write down what he shows you. Again, journal the impressions. Tell a few friends what the impressions are. Get some prayer for it. You know, get the scriptures, get the confirmations that come. And God's going to begin to connect the dots over time. And I think it's as simple as, you know, God has dots that are in your life that he's starting to draw a picture out of. And some of you, as of November and beyond, just shortly here, like so many people are going to start to come into their moments where it's like, God has connected my dots. Wow, I see I have divine synergy now over all the different things he's been doing in my life. I now understand why he's placed me in this time that I'm in. I now understand why he's placed these gifts and talents in me, or these people around me, or these resources around me. And you're going to really understand this. Like, there's going to be a spirit of understanding over your season that you're coming into. And when God opens the door, remember, this blessing is never meant to, to like stop with you. It's meant to flow through you. So it's not just a blessing or finances for you. It's actually a stream that's going to flow. It's going to be part of the God flow out of your life to help bring Jesus into the world around you. And I really hear the Lord saying, and I want you to hear this. He's saying, I'm opening eyes to see beyond the noise of the economic fear while the world's trembling. And the world's so trembling at the volatility. God is training his people to recognize opportunity. And you're going to see what others call risk. And it's going to be his invitation to trust. He's raising up investors of faith and those who are going to build and buy and plant and release wealth that carries the signature of Jesus in heaven. The Holy Spirit's so anointing people for this right now. And there's such a wealth transfer happening all over the world. And some of you are feeling impacted by it. I mean, there's people who are listening to this in Africa right now. People are listening to you in Europe, in England, in Australia, in Singapore. Like, there's people who are listening to this. You need to take this seriously for you, Canada. Like, you need to take this seriously that God is raising you up in a place of career that's going to change everything in your life, but it's also going to change other people. Like, some of you are going to have a whole ecosystem orbit around you and an industry of finances and resources. There's going to be financial shift in the next 2 years, not just the world's economy, but in how God's people think about money. There's going to be new teachings. There's going to be new voices about this. And he's giving you permission to dream with him again about provision. And he's breaking the poverty mindset and he's exposing the false prosperity mindset. And he's releasing the understanding of his economy. This is all about his economy that he's bringing. So I'm going to pray for you. And before we pray, I'm going to encourage you, if this is a word that makes sense or registers with you, sow into it, either with us personally, like you can sow in our ministry at bullsministries.com. We sure could use your support, but sow into it somewhere, like really in the season, set apart your finances and say, I'm going to sow into what God's telling me and what God's showing me. I'm going to give in places where I know that God is saying, hey, tie your finances, tie your ecosystem to me, tie your economy to me. And so make sure to be sowing. And again, Bowls Ministries is a great place to do that. But wherever it is you sow, do it out of such a place of faith in this season. Give extravagantly where the Lord leads you. And I'm going to pray for you right now. Holy Spirit, thank you for giving us eyes to see. Thank you for giving us a financial lens to see opportunities that no one can see without you. Just thank him for that right now over your life. Thank him that he's going to give you a lens that your parents didn't know how to access, that other people that you're friends with that didn't know how to steward resources and finances. They didn't understand things that you're understanding. They didn't understand compound interest. They didn't understand a certain market, money market. They didn't understand a certain business idea. They didn't understand entrepreneurship. They didn't understand in their career how to further themselves, but God's going to allow you to see. And for those of you who've been weary and anxious about finances, I ask God to bring you peace. Lord, bring peace. Bring your strategy to us, God. Lord, just bring your economy to us and open divine doors of opportunity, to open ideas, open connections. I just feel the presence of the Lord on this to pray for creativity. And so I pray over you for creativity, over your calling, over your career, over your economy. Lord, bring land, bring resources, bring stewardship. Lord, where you show us how big you are as a father, that it's your pleasure to give us everything we need to be successful in our mandate, our calling for you. Lord, I just pray for, as you give us this, that you give us the integrity to walk it out generously to the world around us and reveal what's counterfeit. I speak over some of you who have been involved with something that's a lie, that you would see it today, maybe for your first time, that you'd be able to separate from it. And those of you who would see, maybe you're going to be exposed to something in the near future of as far as some sort of opportunity that's not from God. Maybe it's an okay opportunity, but it's not yours. Or maybe it's not an okay opportunity and it's a false thing. I pray that God would give you a red flag, that God would show you this is not him. Lord, confirm to us what's real and align our hands and our hearts with the resources of your kingdom purpose. Lord, we pray for your resources, your finances. Lord, let us be a candidate for this word. Many of us have set ourselves apart for you. We've been fasting, we've been praying, we've been reading the word, we've been connecting to our intimacy with you because we believe you're going to give us a God result, your kind of result, God, in our life for the sake of Jesus, getting his great reward. And we pray, Lord, that you would do this so powerfully and profoundly that it'd be such a big story that when we tell it, we would be shocked that it's our story. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if today's word spoke to you, I'd love to hear what God's showing you. You can share it in our comments or tag me online at Sean Bowles. And make sure to check out this month's Spiritual Growth Academy class. It's all about hearing God and getting coached. I'm your prophetic coach. And so it's about coaching you in the prophetic. We have one more live class left, but you can go through the last three live classes. They were so profound, such great questions. I'm sure many of you had the same questions. And there's incredible teaching. I love the teaching. I love these teaching times. But then we're actually coaching you how to get prophetic words as well. So if you are interested in that, make sure to get it. Again, the podcast seminar is coming up. You can be a part of that too. And if the ministry has blessed you, consider partnering with us by going to bowlesministries.com and becoming one of our partners so we can give back to you as well. Together, we're equipping a prophetic generation to thrive in every sphere of culture. It's amazing. I'm Sean Bowles. Thanks for joining me on Exploring the Prophetic. May you have eyes to see and faith to step into divine financial opportunities that God's opening in this season. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlesministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on mentoring community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.